Good morning, everyone. This is John Alls, and on behalf of Independence Baptist Church, I'd like to welcome you to the radio broadcast this morning. Today, Pastor Wayne Reynolds will be starting a message entitled, The Way of Salvation. If you'd like to follow along, feel free to get your Bibles out and turn to Ephesians chapter 2, and we'll be starting in verse 1. So here's Pastor Reynolds to get this topic of the way of salvation started off for us this morning.
This morning, I'd like to speak about the way of salvation. We'd like to read the book of Ephesians, chapter 2. The Bible states in verse 1, And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. This is a passage that is great, especially to the person that really wants to be saved. I'm not speaking about the person that wants to join a church or a person that wants to have it his own way. But I'm speaking about the person that really understands that they have nothing whatsoever to give to God. Notice what the Bible states here in verses 1. The Bible says, In you hath he quickened. Paul here in the book of Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 1 is writing to the church at Ephesus. And he says, And you hath he quickened. As Paul is talking to these people, he is explaining to them that salvation is something that has been given to them. It's something that another does for them. And you hath he quickened. That is, these people were lost, but now they've been found by Jesus Christ. The Bible said that they were dead in trespasses and in sins. They had no hope at all. When the Bible uses the word dead here in verse 1, it doesn't mean that the people are physically dead, but it means that they're spiritually dead. The Bible says in verse 2, Wherein in times past ye walked. And understand here that the Bible is saying, wherein in time past you, as Paul would point his finger at these people and say, you were lost, but now you have been found by Jesus Christ. And Christ is the one that has saved us. Christ is the one that keeps us saved. Christ is the one that gets all the glory and all the honor for all of those things. Why? It's simply because that we were unable to come to Christ. We were unable to save ourselves. We didn't even want salvation. But Jesus Christ came to us when we were lost. And Jesus Christ has made the difference in us. It's not us. No. But it's rather Christ that has saved our unworthy soul. Notice how unworthy we really are. The Bible states in verse 2, Wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Every person fits in this category. But Paul here is writing to the church at Ephesus about the way that they used to be. They used to be this way before they were ever saved, before they ever came to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. The power of God came to them when they were lost, when they were undone, when they were wicked, when they were doing all the things that's mentioned in verses 1, 2, and verse 3. They've been touched by God Himself. The Bible says in verse 4, "But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us." What a wonderful thing this is, just to see and just to know that God, the one who created this entire world, the one who spoke and it came into existence, that God is rich in mercy toward us, that God is rich in His love for us. If you'll just compare verses 4 with verse 1, 2, and 3, what a change has taken place here. And the change has taken place is not because that anybody is any good, but rather it's because God has been good to those people that are truly believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says in verse 4, "But God, who is rich in mercy." It is not that men are rich in mercy toward God. No, but it is God that is rich in His mercy toward us, who are lost, who need Jesus Christ, who needed someone to go between us and the Savior. And Jesus Christ has taken that debt upon Himself. And there upon the cross of Calvary, Jesus Christ suffered. He bled. He died. He was taken down off that cross. He was buried in a borrowed tomb. And I would say He didn't need it for very long. Just 3 days and 3 nights. And then Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. He came out victorious over death, hell, and the grave. And He is now in heaven. But Jesus Christ did not do any of this because He was guilty. But He did it for our sake. Jesus Christ is the perfect one. He is whole. He is complete. He doesn't even need us, but He wanted us. The Bible states that He loved us with a great love, and He was rich in mercy toward us. Think of the words that's used in this place, that Christ has loved us from before the foundations of the world. This is a wonderful thing to think about, and how that He has given to us His grace and His mercy and His hope and His help. Notice the parentheses of verse number 5. By grace you are saved. This is a wonderful thing that Christ has given to us who did not deserve it, who did not ask for it, but simply because of God's own grace, that is unmerited favor, God has given to us salvation. Grace is always downward. Grace is like a king who gives grace unto his subjects. Grace is never upward. As the servant giving grace to the king, there is a difference between being gracious. Every one of us should be gracious to all those surrounding us, even those above us. But there's a difference between being gracious and giving grace. It is very good to give grace to those under us, but those above us don't need us to give them grace. They are over us. Therefore, they cannot except that from us because they're over us. A king does not, cannot, accept grace from those under him. He gives them grace. Grace is always at the will of the one above us. We can influence the one above us by being conciliatory. But one who is dead in sins does not want to be conciliatory. The person that's dead in sins don't think they have anything to be forgiven of. The person that's dead in sins thinks that everything is fine, although they themselves do not know really what they are. Grace is God giving to us that which we do not deserve. Mercy is not giving to us that which we do deserve. So the grace of God and the mercy of God fits together here, because God in His grace has given to us that which we do not deserve at all. And nobody deserves salvation. Nobody deserves the faith of God. But mercy is not giving to us that thing that we do deserve. And everybody deserves hell. Everybody deserves not to be forgiven. But God has graciously allowed us to be forgiven at His own hand. Grace is never earned. I know that many people believe that it's possible to earn grace. But it's not possible. The very definition of what grace is should teach us that grace is what we do not deserve. I know that most religions teach that praying that enables God to give grace for salvation. But grace is not given to us because anybody has ever prayed anything. Salvation is a gift of God. Salvation is not what God gives because anybody earns it, because nobody does anything at all, if verse 1, 2, and 3 is correct. And it is correct. The Bible makes it very clear that it is correct. The Bible states in Ephesians 2 in verse 5, "Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved." Paul, by the inspiration of God, declared that Christ saves sinners through grace. The word grace means unmerited favor, the undeserved love of God bestowed upon mankind through His Son, Jesus Christ. The Bible says that men are saved by God's grace apart from baptism or church membership or any kind of good works whatsoever.
We'd like to invite you to attend services with us this morning. We will be starting Sunday school at 10 a.m., followed by Sunday morning worship services at 11 a.m. This afternoon, we'll be having an evening prayer meeting that starts at 4 p.m. That'll be followed by Sunday evening worship services at 4:30. And we'd also like to remind you of our Wednesday night Bible study, which starts at 7 p.m. You can find us at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. And for more information about directions to our church, for free books, articles, and audio messages, log in to our website at www.independencebaptist.org. Again, that website address is www.independencebaptist.org. If you have any questions about salvation, please do not hesitate to contact us. There's nothing more important in this life than the salvation of a lost sinner. So whether you reach us through our website or call us at 636-673-2180 or come visit us in person, be sure and let us know whatever questions you may have about this topic of salvation. Well, I can see that our time for today is about up, but we do want to remind you to tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message about the series dealing with the way of salvation.